Bemidji State again wins this one 6-4. Tom, I don't know if you wrote this thing up in a Hollywood script, people would buy it. You guys give up four straight. You're like, okay, we've been here before. I've never seen a team score four straight and then the other team score six straight. This one was a goofy one, wasn't it?
I don't know how many games I've coached, but I know it's probably close to 900. I don't know what I've had some beauties. I have had some beauties, but I don't know if I've had one like this either, Schultz. And you know what? You've been doing most of my games too, so you and I are in the same. You know, we've seen the same crap. You know,
I've never seen anything at all like this.
Holy cripe! But whatever. I'd rather be on this side, but it was an interesting way to win.
That's the way to put it.
Yeah.
I thought Alexander Ludman was really heavy for you guys. And really, I think, you know, he got the goal. And then that give and go with Kyle got you guys off the schneid and kind of started the comeback train for you guys.
No, Biss, I can't. You know what? There's just a lot of things. I was really proud of Lundy all week. And he played heavy. You're spot on. He competed. And, you know, he's battling to get in the lineup. And, you know, he wants to stay in the lineup, you know.
Kyle Loft, I think, led more odd man rushes tonight than I've ever seen a defenseman do.
Mm-hmm.
He has a three-point night. He ices the game with a literally 185-foot goal. He just does so many things that other guys can just rally around him so much. You can't put into words the importance of just what people see him do, can you?
No, you can't. And he provides a lot of positive energy. Like he should be on salary. I mean, why not name him his likeness? We probably could put him on salary. No, it's not even illegal anymore. You know, but. We should put him on salary because he's an extension of the coaching staff. He's got a great demeanor. He's got respect in the room, and what he says, you know, and he's getting, and again, and you know it, Schultz. You know him better, you know, just as good as all of us.
And all around good dude.
Yeah, but he just provides positive energy. Like even after the second period, I was not a happy camper from the standpoint of they were getting 2-on-1s. We didn't have an F3. They're putting pucks off the window and they're stretching and. And he goes, we got him. Just like, I think he was kind of saying, like, coach, I got him. Like, just, I got him. You know what I mean? And I freaking stayed away.
Well, you bump Casper Magnuson up with Leighton and Eric, and he got a big first goal of his career to tie this thing up.
He's played like a stud last night, guys. And he was a stud last night. And he's heavy, he's strong, he's got hockey sense. You know what? It was a good call by us, I think, putting him up there. And, he's one of those deals. We don't have a lot of players like him, and we got to probably get more. But, you know, he's just he's got substance, and he's got skill. He's going to get quicker. And he's going to get quicker. But he's just – like I told our guys in video today, and I wasn't the most it wasn't the most positive video session that the guys ever had. But I said, I'll put Casper Magnuson over any of you below the goal line in a race. And that's, you know, because he's heavy, he's got the puck, he can protect the puck, he holds on to it, and he can beat defenders, and there's not a guy on our team that can beat him in a race below the goal line.
Well, and the goal he got was a lot of skill. I mean, that puck came from the wall, off the blocker of Pietola, right down to his feet, and he's got a collect that thing and push it back towards the goal in a heartbeat, and he did it.
He's got a strong stick, Schultz. And I didn't see it I didn't see it, guys. I was talking on the bench, and then I looked up for the replay, but I got to go. I got to look at all those goals.
Blocker, ice, stick, in.
Yeah.
That was the extent of it.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So if you were mad at after the second period, Tom, what was it like after the first?
Yeah, I wasn't mad, but I was concerned. I should preface that. I was just concerned because we were dodging some bullets, Paul. I mean, Bess, I just, you know, I'm an apologist, can't walk by, so I'm preoccupied.
You can call me Paul.
Yeah, Paul, yeah. Paul Bissonette, you know what I mean?
Hey, Bess, there you go.
But I just didn't want to, you know what I didn't want? I didn't want us to keep, have our F3. We weren't supporting for our D pinch, and we were pinching our D, and whatever. I just, you know what? We didn't need to give up an easy one right there, too. So it's one of those things that you're happy as heck, but you're also concerned that if you keep things going, what the hockey gods are going to say no to you.
Well,
you
know? Six straight goals does cover up an awful lot of warts.
Yeah. No, I hear
But there's
you.
Still some showing.
No, exactly. So let's worry about the warts on Monday, Schultzy, okay? I don't need this negative karma from you right now, okay?
See you down in Mankato, Tom.
All right, guys.
6-4. Beavers score 6 unanswered and win it tonight.